Hi everyone, I'm Tracy, Director of Virtual Administration, and this is Louisa, our manager at our company. And today we're just doing a small question and answer around communication. So Louisa, can you tell me how we operate as a company, how we communicate with all our clients and our team members?
Yep, I can. So we operate as a company with the inquiries coming in through email, social media, telephone from prospective clients. They communicate with me or Tracy, the director, to come on board with us. We set up contact of some description, either an email or an online call, where we go through the details of what that prospective client would like us to support them with. Following on from that, we then link up with a VA to set the team member on board with the client and talk through what will be done, how that we can as a company support them, how we will deliver our services and provide what we need to for that particular client. Following on from that, we then get set to work with the VA and the client, looking after them and delivering the service that they require. With regard to communication with our clients, we then have regular check-ins with the client, with our team members. We operate a monthly team meeting. We also have groups and teams of people working with different clients throughout the weeks. We communicate via WhatsApp, email, telephone, text, online calls. We have clients in the UK and in Canada, and we like to keep regular meetings and communications as much as we possibly can, as well as carrying out the work as effectively and efficiently as possible.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. So my next question is around our standards. So how would you describe the ethics and our morals and the standards of virtual administration and why you see this as important?
Okay, so the ethics and morals and standards of virtual admin are set high due to the nature of the work that we're doing and the clients that we're supporting. We work within the private healthcare sector, and there's lots of different jobs that the clients require us to carry out. We, as much as humanly possible, try to avoid error when carrying out those tasks for them. And we like to deliver our service on the standards that virtual administration have set from the very beginning. We deliver a high-end service when supporting our clients. We see this as important as it's the baseline of how the company was produced and how we want it to flow through all areas of the company, in any part of it that we're delivering and any part of the world that we're delivering the service to. Every client's as important as the next, no matter how many hours a week worth of work that we do for them. We have a certain standard that we uphold through virtual administration.
Okay, thank you. So tell us, what's it like being part of the team at Virtual Administration? Obviously, you're the manager, you manage the team, but how do you use WhatsApp to bring everyone together? And please explain how successful it's been, because it really has been successful.
Yeah, so being part of the team at Virtual Administration is brilliant. It's amazing. When people refer to a work family, that's exactly what it is. We're not a commercial entity where anyone's a number. We like to be more personable than that. Using WhatsApp to bring everyone together is just a platform, really, to be able to do that, to facilitate that. When we're carrying out our day-to-day work, we know that anyone or everyone can contact us on WhatsApp. We have obviously professional talk for our day-to-day work. We also like to be inclusive for everybody and share wins, losses, pick up on anything that anybody may need help with, and really bring the whole team together on messages, pictures if we need to display any screens of our general work. We also share birthdays, happy birthday to people, anything that somebody's got going on that we could celebrate in their personal life and have general chats on there. Also, we, if somebody is struggling with a task or something of a technical thing, for example, in Excel, and they don't know how to link something in an Excel sheet, there'll be somebody in the team that can help them. So nobody's ever on their own. We're always together, always working together. We're separate around the country and around the world, but we have the support and the backup of the whole team through WhatsApp. It's been really successful because we may be on different time zones, but there is always someone there to answer a question, help somebody, support somebody, back somebody up.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So, as we're super hot on communication at Virtual Admin, and we expect all the team members to respond in a timely manner, whether that's by email, text, WhatsApp, what do you expect from the team when you're messaging them?
I expect a response, even if it's not a question to them or in one of our group messages that maybe it doesn't actually affect them, that they do just acknowledge the message because, yes, somebody has been sent a message. I can see that it's been delivered on my end. I can see that it's been read on their end 9 times out of 10. But I do just like that acknowledgement of some description. Obviously, if I've asked a question, I do expect a response to come back to me, the same as if a client were to do that as well. But if it's just a statement that I've made or a bit of information, I do expect that to be acknowledged just so I know that that person has read it, has understood it, and has verified that they've got all of that information.
Okay, great. So if a team member can't get to do the task and it's urgent, what do you expect the team member to do?
Reach out to me if they need to, if they need extra, maybe extra support, maybe extra time, maybe help with something, maybe they've got something going on that they also have two sort of pressing tasks and they're both urgent. Again, it's coming back to that communication, it's coming back to that support. There isn't a way that we can't do something, we'll always find the way to do it. So coming back to me and just letting me know that they can't do it, then we can work a different system.
Okay, wonderful. So obviously we really are homing in on the communication side, and you always suggest with team members that they offer, the opportunity of a weekly catch up with the client, say on a Monday morning around 10 o'clock. When the virtual PA is working with a client, and if the client all of a sudden goes quiet, which does happen sometimes, very little communication. What do you suggest to the team member that they should do?
I suggest that they reach out to the client. Every client has a best form of communication tool that they like to use. Some people, it could be text, WhatsApp, the online calling for the Zoom meetings and things. It could be telephones, it could be emails. So I suggest reaching out to the client on their most liked platform for communication. I would suggest trying this 2 to 3 times to have a conversation with them about the contact or the workload, whatever that is of a sort of a hiccup in that type of thing. Have the conversation with them if they can and try and just air what is going on. If that can't be, if they can't get hold of them, can't set a meeting up, can't communicate with them to even do that, then I suggest they come to me and I will contact them to try to get to the bottom of what is going on exactly. And that doesn't mean just me speaking to the client and having it dealt with if there is an issue. That means me being, again, inclusive and making sure that every single person that's involved with the team or the client is on the same page. So it really does stem back to that communication thing. We're not trying to cut anybody short or remove anybody. We're trying to do the complete opposite and open up those channels of communication so that everyone understands where everyone is, what the next move would be, and how we resolve any issues that may be there.
Thank you ever so much, Louisa. I think that's a really good roundup of how we communicate at virtual administration. Thank you very much.
Thank you.